Watch Josh Hawley rips aristocratic elite for engineering U.S. economy against American middle class. By John Binder on May 16, 2019. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, ripped what he called the country's new aristocratic elite for engineering the United States economy against the American middle class. For his first major speech on the Senate floor, Hawley slammed the big banks, big tech, big multinational corporations, along with their allies in the academy and the media, whom he said have created an economic structure in which the well-connected benefit while the American working and middle class increasingly struggle to get ahead. Hawley said, "The chattering class often tells us that all of this, the jobs, the despair, the loss of standing, is the result of forces beyond anyone's control. As if that's an excuse to do nothing. But in fact, it's not true." Emphasis added. Today's society benefits those who shaped it. And it has been shaped not by working men and women, but by the new aristocratic elite. Big banks, big tech, big multinational corporations, along with their allies in the academy and the media, these are the aristocrats of our age. They live in the United States, but they consider themselves citizens of the world. Emphasis added. They operate businesses or run universities here, but their primary loyalty is to their own agenda for a more unified, progressive, and profitable, global order. These modern aristocrats often claim to be a meritocracy. And many of them truly believe they are. What they don't see, or won't acknowledge, is that the society they have built works mainly for themselves. They've effectively run this country for decades. And their legacy is national division and national decline. Emphasis added. Defending the needs of the American middle class against a growingly powerful aristocratic elite is the crisis of our time, Hawley asserted. After years of sacrifice, the great American middle is being pushed aside by a new, arrogant aristocracy, Hawley said. The new aristocrats seek to remake society in their own image, to engineer an economy that works for the elite but few else, to fashion a culture that is dominated by their own preferences. This town has embraced a politics of elite values and elite ambition rather than building opportunities to thrive in the great and broad American middle. This has left middle America, the great American middle class, under siege, battling the loss of respect and work, the decline of home and family, an epidemic of loneliness and despair, Hawley continued. This is the crisis of our time. In places like the one where I grew up, in Middle Missouri, good-paying jobs that you can raise a family on are going away, Hawley said. The jobs go overseas or south of the border or to cities on the coasts. And once vibrant towns decline, taking with them the network of schools and neighborhoods and churches that make up middle-class life. Hawley continued. Rural America has been particularly hard hit. Rural Americans' life expectancy has not just leveled off, it's actually dropped, and for women without a high school degree, that drop has been staggering. In some rural places, residents struggle with outright deprivation. Emphasis added. My home state contains some of the poorest counties in America, all in rural places that once boasted thriving small towns. As those communities struggle, want sets in. But the crisis reaches well beyond economics. Emphasis added. The message that Washington has sent our whole society is loud and clear. Our elites are the people who matter, and those who aspire to join them. Everyone else is unimportant or backwards. And millions of Americans are left with the sense that the people who run this country view them with nothing but contempt and value them as nothing but consumers. Emphasis added. Indeed, working and middle-class Americans have been hit the hardest from decades-long political consensus between the Republican establishment and Democrats. Recent research revealed that while coastal, elite metropolis cities have flourished in the last decade, small-town and rural American communities have suffered depopulation, mass job loss, and continued economic strain since the Great Recession. For instance, by 2016, elite zip codes had a surplus of 3.6 million jobs, which is more than the combined bottom 80% of American zip codes. While it only took about 5 years for wealthy cities to replace the jobs lost by the recession, it took at-risk regions of the country a decade to recover, and distressed U.S. communities are unlikely ever to recover on current trend lines, the report predicts. Economic growth among the country's middle-class counties and middle-class zip codes has considerably trailed national economic growth. For example, between 2012 and 2016, there were 4.4% more business establishments in the country as a whole. That growth was less than 2% in the median zip code, and there was close to no growth in the median county. While America's working and middle class have been subjected to compete for jobs against a constant flow of cheaper foreign workers, where more than 1.2 million mostly low-skilled immigrants are admitted to the country annually, the billionaire class has experienced historic salary gains. Likewise, free trade deals like NAFTA, supported by Republicans and Democrats, as well as China's entering the World Trade Organization, WTO, has eliminated nearly 5 million American manufacturing jobs across the country, devastating steel towns and U.S. auto workers. One former steel town in West Virginia lost 94% of its steel jobs because of NAFTA, with nearly 10,000 workers in the town being displaced from the steel industry. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.